Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia observing a national day of mourning today for the 224 people killed in a plane crash Saturday in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. The Airbus A321 was a charter flight operated by a small airline called Metrojet. Disappeared from radar 23 minutes after taking off from Sharm el-Sheikh. That was before dawn on Saturday on a flight to St. Petersburg, Russia. Investigators have the plane's data recorders, which might explain why the plane crashed. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a deadly attack on a hotel in Mogadishu today, leaving at least 10 people dead. Al-Qaeda-linked group seeks to impose a strict form of Islamic law on the country and has frequently beheaded, stoned to death, or amputated the limbs of people accused of various crimes. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he welcomes international talks on Syria, but said the destiny of President Bashar al-Assad should not impact the country's future.
The future of Syria, or future of all these peace talks, Syrian-led negotiation, should not be held up by an issue of the future of one man.
17 nations had a mutual understanding in Vienna on key issues, including the need to speed up diplomacy to end the fighting in Syria. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders says at least 70 people were killed, happened in an airstrike and shelling on a crowded rebel-held neighborhood near the Syrian capital. MSF reporting Saturday that the attack on a marketplace in Douma wounded another 550 people. This is VOA News.